Dear passengers, we are glad to welcome you in a comfortable train to Ulpar Talgo en route Nur-Sultan Nurlijol, Shymkent. The train leaves the beautiful capital of Kazakhstan in the evening and will arrive in Shymkent at midday the next day. Along the way, the train stops at five stations as Karanganda, Sarishagan, Shu, Taraz, and Tulkubas. The estimated travel time will be 16 hours, 27 minutes. Nurlijol Railway Station began work in 2017, and its area is more than 100,000 square meters. The building is six-storied. There is parking areas for 740 cars on the first and second levels. The same number of cars can be placed in the surrounding area. The exit to the platform is on the third level. The waiting room is on the fourth floor. Cafes and shops are on the fifth floor, and the administration is on the floor above. Daily, the station can serve up to 35,000 passengers. Karanganda, the city of miners, is the next station. It is the fourth metropolis after Almaty, Nur-Sultan, and Shymkent. It has long become a large industrial, economic, and cultural center of Kazakhstan due to its convenient location and wealth of natural resources. In addition, it is famous for various cultural and historical sites that attract tourists and delight the locals of Karanganda. Sarishagan is the next stop. The station is located on the shore of one of the most beautiful lakes of our vast country as Balkhash. Its natural uniqueness attracts travelers and tourists from all over the world. The main feature of the lake is that it is divided by a narrow strait into two parts, western and eastern. On the one hand, the water is almost fresh. On the other, brackish. And also, it is the only lake that can be seen from space. The length of the water reservoir is 600 kilometers. The width of the eastern side ranges from 9 to 19 kilometers. And the western side reaches up to 74 kilometers. The depth is 30 meters. The swimming season starts after the middle of May and lasts till the middle of September. Water sports enthusiasts come here to relax as canoeing and kayaking, sailing, and of course fishing of all kinds. Shu is another city along the way. The notes about this region can be found in many historical works. It was visited by travelers of different centuries who mentioned the name Shu in their travel notes time and again. For example, Sima Qian, the Chinese historian, wrote, "Shu is one of the huge and vast states located far to the west of China. The traditional occupation of its inhabitants, who are called Huns, is cattle breeding." He was echoed by renowned Russian scientist Radlov. When Shu was built, Sairam, Talas, and Balasagan were not yet. Today, Shu justifiably is referred to as a crossroads of seven roads. It is a major junction railway station on Almaty-Taraz line. And from here, there is a way to the north to Astana and Petropavlovsk. Taraz is the next city on the route. It is one of the richest and most important settlements on the Great Silk Road. According to the history, the city is more than 2,000 years old. Once it was the capital of the Karakhanid state. It was called the City of Merchants. Till the present day, the land keeps traces of citadels, caravanserais, and handicraft workshops. There are dozens of historical monuments as the mausoleums of Karakhan, Aisha Bibi, and Baba Jakatun, which are included in the UNESCO World Heritage List. Tulkubas is the next scheduled station. According to archival data, the area arose on January 17, 1928. The train stops here for a few minutes. So, if it is your final station, warn the conductor about it and prepare to leave in advance. The train arrives in Shymkent in midday. It is the third largest and most populous city in Kazakhstan. Its history begins in ancient times. For the first time, Sharaf ad-Din Ali Yazdi, the Persian historian, wrote about the settlement on the territory of the modern metropolis in his works of 1425. The locals named their native Shymkent Garden City. Indeed, Shymkent is a leader among other cities of the country in terms of the number of parks and squares. Arriving here, you must walk along the picturesque alleys. Arriving here, you must walk along the picturesque alleys and visit one of the main sites of the city, Independence Park. Tulpar Talgo team wishes you a good trip and thank you for your choice.